This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In the last two decades, dozens of Wisconsin school districts have retired their Native American mascots. As the Statewide Association of School Boards considers the issue this week, a Native American man who portrayed his school's mascot more than 50 years ago says it's time to put an end to all such images. Rob Menser has more.
Of all the images of Native Americans in the Bittersweet Winds exhibit, the mascot suit stands out. It's 6.5 feet tall with bright red skin and features so exaggerated that it barely looks human.
We call him Wolfman, and to me, this is the most racist item in the exhibit.
Richie Plass is the curator of this exhibit, and this showing at the Shawnee Community High School is a homecoming for him. In 1968, when Richie was 16, the school principal here asked him to dress up and perform as the school's Indian mascot. It would be the beginning for him of decades of thought and activism about representations of Native Americans. That winter, Richie, who is Menominee and Stockbridge Muncie, went to talk to a tribal elder who offered this advice.
If they want a Hollywood Indian, give them a Hollywood Indian. Don't wear anything sacred.
So Richie borrowed a fake feather headdress.
I had made in Japan moccasins. My little necklace thing was plastic. I even had a rubber tomahawk, you know.
He performed at 2 home games. The crowd cheered for him. People from the reservation were there to support him. It felt good. Then Richie went with the team to an away game. This time, when he ran out into the gym, people shouted insults.
And then I can specifically remember orange peels, banana peels, and paper cups being thrown at me. Now I back way up. And that's when the guys on the top row start spitting on me. And I just ran into the locker room.
Richie was in tears. The whole experience, he says now, shows the psychological toll the use of Native American mascots can take. By their nature, they reduce people to stereotypes. He says that's why he's still working on this issue 50 years later. And in Wisconsin, that work has recently picked up some momentum. When Washington's NFL team came to Green Bay in December, a group of protesters greeted them at Lambeau Field with drumming and chanting. They carried signs that said, "Redskins equals racial slur," and "Race-based mascots must go." One member of the group, 14-year-old Isabella Saiz, directly addressed the team's owner, Dan Snyder.
Why do you still believe that this is something that is good for the Native people all around the world? Why do you continue to ignore us when we speak out against it?
The Washington football team is among the most high-profile teams to use a Native American mascot, but there are hundreds of teams across the country that employ Native imagery, including dozens at school districts in Wisconsin. Barbara Munson, who was at the Lambeau Field protest, has been pushing to eliminate Native American mascots since 1997.
Since that time, we've seen 36 Indian mascots change in the state of Wisconsin, and that's really good, but there's still 29 left.
Munson's message to those districts is simple.
Really, it's time for change.
This week, the Wisconsin Association of School Boards is considering a resolution that would call on all Wisconsin school districts to retire their Native American mascots. The resolution was created by WASA School Board President Tricia Zunker. Zunker, who is also running for Congress as a Democrat, cites research showing psychological and educational harm to both Native and non-Native students. And she says the issue affects students in all districts, even those that don't have Native mascots themselves.
It still does affect their perception. It affects their educational experience outside of the classroom.
Plass has seen progress on the issue. Shawnee changed its mascot more than 25 years ago. But he says seeing Native Americans as full human beings means retiring all such mascots.
We're alive. I'm sitting here talking to you. We're a living culture.
The Wisconsin Association of School Boards is taking up the resolution at its annual convention. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.